pretty.
I like relevant. That idea. Tiny s'mores.
Yes. And then when we made tiny pizzas and we cut up tiny toppings.
That sounds like a tiny amount of fun.
It was so much fun. But the wine was big.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. You were shots of wine. That's what I see. Line them up. Go, 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 go,
go, go, Charlie. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, happy birthday.
We're eight.
You know it.
We're 8 years old.
8 years. Can you believe
it? I know. In two more years, it'll be a decade. The passage of time is astounding.
I remember your very first email to me.
Yes, asking about, you, do you want to do a podcast?
And that's literally what was in the email. Email to me saying, do you want to do a podcast? And my answer was yes.
And I was hoping, I'm like, if she writes back, what is a podcast? I'd be like, I don't know. let's book some studio time. Let's have some topics.
Yes. And we had a production meeting with wine.
Yes, we did, and this is why you have what you have here today.
Yes.
So this is our eighth birthday episode. So,
and we've grown, we've learned.
Yeah, we've learned how to use a computer more efficiently, how to use a mic more efficiently.
Never learned how to not eat
while
recording.
Look, I build up a thirst in here and a hunger.
Yes.
This information is powerful.
Yes. I took a headline. I said, what was going on when we first started the podcast? Like, what was going on in the news? And
okay.
I just pulled one.
I thought you meant what was going on in our lives. Probably not much. If you're responding right away to, you want to do a podcast?
Yes.
Sure.
As I pet my cat. Yeah. One of my 20 cats.
I remember someone else I mentioned it to. I said, I'm going to do a podcast. And they were like, why?
Like, why?
I don't know.
It's fun.
Yeah, because it's the thing people are doing. I'm not going on stage anymore. That seems so 2000 late.
I know. Can you imagine getting on stage
every
night?
Yeah, no.
Remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember the days where I would do this? I'd like wait, I'd have my work day, and then I'd stay at work.
Yep.
And do more work, and then go on stage.
And then go on stage. Ugh. Much easier to come in here and eat Twizzlers.
Yeah.
All right, so what was going on?
In the news, this is August 30th, 2010.
Okay.
The Koch brothers, covert ops. What sets the billionaire brothers apart is the sheer size of their donations to the Tea Party issues.
That headline is good today.
Yep.
So that hasn't changed.
That was the headline, but that was like news. The Tea Party and the Koch brothers are giving them money. So it's like, what's going on with these
people? And what's going on is Donald Trump.
And what that turned into. Yeah. So let that be a lesson
to
you.
Yes. Watch out for both the Koch brothers and the Tea Party, apparently.
So something more about... So our birthday is August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Virgo together.
That's right.
And our symbol is the maiden.
Great, of course.
And our life path is a five, but the most important...
What? I'm sorry, a five?
A five.
This is some bullshit.
But we're actually, the most important characteristic is a three. We're really about being three.
Okay. What
just
is a
me,
five?
Me, you, and the mic.
Just the three of us.
Or me, you, and the listeners.
Yeah.
The three of us.
The listeners count as one. You guys are one gigantic, awesome person.
So the top characteristics of us are, we often tend to think in absolutes.
Yeah. I'd say so. 100%.
Yeah. We're independent.
Mm-hmm.
And we always know our own limits. Not with wine.
Not with wine, but, you know.
And then we deal with unknown situations very well.
Yes. Anything could happen in the Hey You Know It studio.
We're flexible.
Well, physically flexible? Like mentally?
I just think.
Politically inflexible.
And we're easy with change.
Huh? Loose change.
Yeah.
Small change.
And then some other characteristics that we are really, we're self-satisfied.
Okay, sure. I mean, we're all right.
Tender.
Mm-hmm. Tender-headed.
Well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Spirited. Suspicious.
Really?
Yeah, proud.
Okay.
Courageous.
This is a lot of things. I feel like this could go for a lot of people.
Okay, but what we're not...
Okay.
Is clean. We're not clean.
We're not clean, and we're not having it.
Nice.
Okay. Ew. So we're dirty and nasty.
Let's see.
Well, the show is not clean.
Choosy.
Okay. Yikes. We're not choosing?
And resigned. And honorable.
Oh, my God. Who put this together?
That's just something. Hey, that's just
so we're dirty, nasty, dishonorable. We don't and picky. Is that
pretty
right?
Much.
Dirty, nasty, finicky, and dishonorable.
But we're tender and self-satisfied.
Tender and self-satisfied. None of this is good. So we're easily hurt. We don't know why anyone's attacking us because we're awesome, because we're dirty, nasty, dishonorable, and fickle.
I thought of it more of like the cleanliness of our humor is blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The content is mature.
We're clean. We're showered.
Yeah, we're showered. We're freshly showered. This is a small studio.
Yes.
You got to come in here. You got to at least a horse bath before you come in the studio. So I put in here how to celebrate 8th anniversary. So by the time you reach the 8th anniversary, it says the pressure is on.
Right,
to come
on.
Up with good presents and celebration ideas for the first 7. You've already done that. Now you know your podcast partner, and you're already anticipating what to come up with for the 8th anniversary.
Okay.
So apparently we should be presenting each other with either a bronze or pottery gift.
Bronze or pottery?
Yes.
Okay.
So bronze is a metal alloy made of copper combined with tin, et cetera, et cetera. So today they say bronze is used for electrical connectors and other mechanical parts and sculpture. So not easy to find, but we could give each other a nice bronze plaque.
Oh, okay.
You know, we could present that to one another, like, congratulations on 8 years of Hikey podcasting. Here's a plaque.
A plaque. We've gone through like, 8 years of listening
to... Yes, I can't think of anything less personal than a plaque. Here you go, my friend.
A plaque.
Thanks for being with me all this time. I present to you this plaque engraved. Also, a bell, a bronze bell.
That's all right.
Okay, it's not bad. I mean, it's not very useful. It says it doesn't have to be church quality, but the wind chime or something like that. Pottery. Okay, that's easy to do. You can put together dishes, lamps, vases, and even a wine cooler. I like that idea.
Okay.
A pottery wine cooler. I don't know what that is, but I would like to have one. Also, linen and lace, you know, big fans.
Mm-hmm.
Big fans of linen and lace right here. A blouse, for example.
Oh.
Can you imagine giving someone a blouse with a lace collar for 8 years? You're the best.
Here's a blouse.
A nightgown or a robe.
Oh, no.
Lace.
No,
that's shady.
It would be inappropriate.
If she's Irish, they say, I'm not even going to continue with that. They have some suggestions. It's really none of your business. They also have linen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then tourmaline or tanzanite.
Oh.
This is like a QVC late night home shopping network where they're like, see how it pulls in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. A tanzanite, I don't know what that is. Is it blue? It's blue. It's the blue one. Looks like a blue piece of glass.
Okay.
Tanzanite. So those are the gifts for the 8th anniversary.
Are you fishing?
Yeah. I'm just saying,
like,
I wear a 7.5.
You're like, bells are okay.
Bells are fine, frankly.
Lace, not so much.
Not so also, the number 8, in a lot of cultures, is positive. It can mean infinity, because it looks like the infinity symbol, but in Chinese, it means fortune or wealth. And the number 8 is very popular. They were excited in China when they had the Olympic Games there, because it commenced at 8 o'clock at 8:08 on the 8th day of the 8th month in 2008.
Mm.
So 8 is a good number in China.
Oh, yeah, that means money.
Yeah. So hopefully next year that's what will be coming our way, a good fortune.
I would love that.
Yeah. It says here, a general analysis, people or podcasts with the lucky number 8 have strong intuition and insight. They also have the potential to explore undiscovered things. I think that's Tales from Dirt Campfire.
That's for sure.
100%. Due to our decent temperament, we have a good reputation.
That's
our fans like us. And it's certainly not a nominal compliment because they're always there for philanthropic deeds and generous offers. Don't count on us for that.
You always do.
Yes.
Nobody knows this, listeners, but Jaquetta does nice things all the time for
I
people.
Do?
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't like dance around about it.
I don't even think I realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, I think you just go ahead and do it and, you know.
There must be some perk for me, though. You're probably seeing it from your point of view. I'm sure I'm getting something
out
of it.
I'm not sure.
But here are our weak points. Our abundant ambitions as a podcast make us careerist, dictatorial, and extreme, and self-centered.
Oh.
Apparently, we're intolerable, possibly even selfish. We tend to seek an inflated reputation, and apparently, we're arrogant as fuck.
Oh, well.
We feel good about ourselves. Besides, it cannot help waste money and time. On top of all that. On top of all those good things. Throw money away.
I don't know how I feel about us.
Probably because of this characteristic, the Hey You Know It podcast tries its best to make money by any means necessary. People give.
That's right.
You heard the announcement.
How long did it take for us to just put a donation button on? Yes. Certainly.
And we've gotten some donations.
I know. So thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys who gave us donations. It is sitting in our account collecting interest.
That's right.
Yeah. One day we will use it for something.
For the wine.
For the wine.
Yes, that's what they're buying us.
Yeah. When we have enough, we're actually just going to get a barrel.
Yes.
And then we're gonna screw two holes and we're just going to lay under it.
Yeah.
that's how we're going to celebrate year 8.
Yes, yes. So there's other ways you can celebrate birthdays.
Okay.
In different countries, they have different traditions. And I don't really remember hearing about these. In Russia, besides the gifts in school, one of the favorite birthday traditions is the clothesline birthday party tradition.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like the mob does. The people they don't care for who haven't paid up.
It's not a clothesline around the neck.
Okay. What's
it? It's a clothesline where adults hang up a string of clothesline with small gifts hanging, and the kids pull them each down.
Yay! Oh, that's nice.
It's like a party favor.
Yeah, I like that.
In Germany.
I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, I didn't either. You don't get any homework or chores on your birthday.
Nice.
And if you...
Sucks for those of you who have birthdays in the summer.
So, yeah, you get your candles and cake. But if you're a man over 30 in Germany and you're still single, it's your birthday.
They ask you to leave.
They make you sweep the city hall stairs while your friends throw garbage at you.
Wow. So, I'm sorry. I need to see this.
I know.
Because there can't be just one German man up there. There have got to be like hundreds of them sweeping each day.
Yeah.
While people throw garbage onto them.
It's gotta be.
I like it. It's fantastic.
In India, I think you get to wear new clothes.
Okay.
A new outfit, which is very nice. And then you have to show your parents respect by touching their feet.
Oh. That's a big deal in their culture, actually. Mm-hmm. If I remember from an Indian friend of mine, the touching of the feet is like a very... It's a serious thing.
Yeah. In Holland, there are certain years that are very special. 16, 18, and 21, and they call those the crown years.
Mm-hmm. Is that what? Have we adopted that? Is that where ours come from?
No. But on those days, you get really big gifts, and you're treated with lemonade and hot chocolate as well.
Lemonade and hot chocolate?
Yeah, either and both.
That's weird.
Not at once.
What time of year is this? What's happening?
Australia is not my favorite one.
Is a Foster's somehow included in this?
Well, they get fairy bread. And I was like, that sounds nice, but it really is
It's fairies.
Buttered
it's
bread.
It's minced fairies.
Buttered bread with sprinkles. That's not.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on, you guys have come a long way. You could possibly do a cake now.
Yeah. Jamaica, they throw flour at you.
Okay. Flour, like?
Baking flour.
Baking flour.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have dreads when this happens.
Yeah. So those are the different things. So out of all of them.
I like the clothesline one.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound great, but now that I hear about it, mm-hmm. it's okay. Sweeping of the stairs is all right because I don't have to participate in that.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny.
I think it's funny. Make those guys.
Why people throw trash at you. Why the city hall? Why city hall? Who knows? Who knows what they do in the Rhineland?
It's like public. It's public. It's a public place where people are seen.
I guess. I mean, but if you're sweeping, why not go to someone's house and do a little, you know, sweeping up in there or something? You know what I mean? Like, get it out there.
Public humiliation. Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It's pretty dry in this studio, and you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine.
a lot of organizations, when they've been together for a long time, they have retreats.
Oh.
You know, and I've been a member of many organizations briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there has been a retreat, like a corporate retreat of any kind, I'm always sick or I quit. I refuse to go on them. You know. I don't care what the situation is. I don't need to be with people I work with after hours. However, and hey, you know, we enjoy hanging out together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I thought, what would be some awful team building exercises we could do?
Okay.
So these are, I got this from this site. And there are tons of ways. If you Google, like, team building exercises, it's just a rabbit hole.
Okay.
So here's a slam book for grown-ups. Like I said, during a previous job, I worked in a team, and we had trouble getting along together. So the activity was that they had to write down their criticisms of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not write down. They had to go around the room and say what they didn't like about
Ooh.
The other people. Right? They said they went from being not able to work together to hating each other in about 30 minutes. And then we ate a box lunch. And then at the end of the day, they filled out personality tests. This was their team building exercise.
Oh my
I think
God.
We should not do that.
No.
Our general team building exercise is wine.
Wine. And
it works well. Mm-hmm. This team has been together for 8 years.
Yes.
So there's another one called horse whispering. So I know what a horse whisperer is. It's a person who, you know, can speak to horses, get them to calm down. They're natural with horses, etc. But apparently there's a team building exercise. You go along about effective communication. So literally you whisper to a horse. And the guy said that one of the horses got excited and galloped towards him and almost trampled a coworker.
Oh.
Can you believe? This is why I don't go on retreats.
He got so excited he galloped?
The horse, yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the guy was saying.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, there's always the trust fall. I don't know if you've ever had to endure this.
Well, the trust fall is where you have to get a partner and that person stands behind you and you fall into their arms. And
yes.
They're supposed to catch you.
They're supposed to catch you. I don't know why this is a team building exercise. No one has ever done a trust fall without being forced to do so in like a corporate environment or like a summer camp or a church.
Okay.
There's another one called the Temple of the Dolphin. This guy said, I once had to sit through 2 hours of team building that involved us sitting cross-legged on the floor, holding hands with our eyes closed, while the leader described us flying over the ocean into the Temple of the Dolphins. She got apparently the woman got extremely vivid, which I'd like to read as graphic
in
her descriptions, and it was hard not to laugh. Afterwards, they watched videos of dolphins. And pointed out the leadership skills that the dolphins were demonstrating.
Oh, no.
That took an hour. I have to say, whoever got paid to put this together, thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Oh, boy.
What in the hell? Really? This is why I don't do these kind of things.
I think that's... How can you have a dolphin retreat and not talk about the other nature of dolphin?
But it wasn't a dolphin retreat. This was a retreat for like a regular job, like, you know, any job that we've had.
Yeah, then they
go and they use dolphins as a metaphor.
I know, but like there are so many different characteristics of the dolphin. And then they have to bring up the whole, like, how they love having sex.
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently they have leadership skills. Something not readily associated with dolphins in my world. But
well, they like to have sex with humans.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Where does this come from?
People are getting the
water. Are people
with them.
Sleeping with dolphins? Is that what are dolphins forcing themselves on people?
I think that they're forcing themselves on people.
No!
People get in the water with them.
To do what?
Swim?
No.
And then they're like, really? Guess what? That's what we're doing.
They're probably thrilled. There's probably dolphins waiting to get into this place.
They're probably laughing. Yes. Let the humans in here.
Look at Marco.
It's an orgy.
Get him. Yeah.
It's like Caligula.
Yeah. What? Okay. I am never doing that. Like, I go on a lot of the, you know, vacations, areas where there are dolphins, and not once has it been the idea where I'm like, I'm going to get in the water. They are gigantic.
Yeah. They're big, and that's their territory.
Yeah, and they do, I've seen some dolphins do some pretty interesting stuff with a ball and a stick. No thanks. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a plaything. Sorry.
But if they're so wonderful, why don't they just climb up on the land and walk with me?
Well, that's coming. You know that's coming. After they finish sleeping with all your associates. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Bonding through spitting.
What?
We had to take a big gulp of soda and then spit it into our partner's mouth.
Ew. No.
It was incredibly disgusting. I don't know whose idea it was. Some guys got into it. Almost everyone declined. Really?
I would do that.
I have no idea whatsoever. I have no idea. So, yeah, these are corporate retreat ideas. This is why I choose to work from home. I know you freelance.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Why? There's one really good way, I think, to bring everyone together.
Wine.
Also, spas. Spas. You don't have to do the activity with everybody, but just you go to the spa together.
Go to the spa.
You get your stuff doing. We'll see you at the pool or in the relaxation room.
Yeah, in an hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll meet everybody afterwards for some wine.
Yes, that's perfect.
Perfect team building activity. I think we should do that.
Team building alone.
Yeah, team building alone. So when you give to Hey You Know It, not only are you funding wine, mm-hmm. but also possibly spa.
I don't know. Some team of the building. Other things that people do in team building, they go... play those urban games, like Escape the Room.
I have never done Escape the Room. Okay. Everywhere we go, it's there.
Yes.
So what is it?
So you go in there and you could pick a theme.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an office. It could be an archaeological dig. It could
in
be,
the room.
Yeah, and you're locked in a room with people. And then
how
you
do
I have,
do an archaeological dig in a room? You don't. Okay.
You can't even tell you. But there is.
That's the mystery.
There are secret clues. That mm-hmm. get revealed to you, and then you have to put the clues together.
Who's
to get
revealing
out of the room.
Them?
An unseen person over a microphone.
Like Saul.
Right.
Okay. Has it ever
but
happened?
But it's really stressful.
When they open up the door and everyone's knocked out except for one guy.
Yeah.
It's just like, I won.
Yeah.
I got out. They're not getting out ever. Have you ever done this?
Yes.
Okay.
How did you get
out of the room? What's in the room?
Well, it depends on your theme, and you have to go through, like, it's, like, you have to follow, you have to, you get a series of clues, and you have to try to figure out what the puzzle is.
To leave the room,
and if you
Is
don't,
there a door?
There's a door.
Okay, well, there you go.
You can go out, and it is unlocked, so you can...
Are you kidding me? You're kidding.
But people, it's just like, are you going to fight with somebody? Like, trying to figure out all the riddles and stuff to get out?
Oh, okay. I probably just walk out the fucking door and be like, yeah, peace.
Yeah.
I win.
There was one thing where there was, like, a key that you had to find the lock to put it in.
Okay.
I actually found the lock, but I couldn't really see it. And I was just, like, hitting the key against the lock. I'm like, I don't know, this thing doesn't work.
We're like, get her out of here. Yeah. Open that door. Push her out.
I don't know.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
It's all right. I mean, I wouldn't do it all the time. But
how many people were in the room?
Like a dozen.
Oh, that's too many.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing the door immediately. Maybe we should try it, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
we could get 10 people we know and trust in the room.
Listen, if we have 10 people that we know and trust, we're just going out for wine.
You yes, we're not going into a room. We'll go into a room and there'll be a couple boxes of wine. They'll be like, these guys aren't even trying to get out.
You know what I miss? The team building that you used to do?
What was that team building?
Brunches.
Oh, yeah. That is a girl team building.
Yes. Yes. Like, Jaquetta would host these brunches. Like,
that's
tell everybody
right.
to meet and what time and how much money to bring. And we're going to have brunch.
I stopped doing them because I got tired of organizing shit.
Yeah, but you were good at it. Advice on advice.
Oh, advice on advice is a segment we've been doing for the past 8 years where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on advice, hence #8 advice on advice.
That's right. Okay, so one of the perks provided by my workplace is a paid day off on your birthday or the day after if it falls on a weekend or
That's
a holiday.
Awesome.
Provided by the firm, and you also get it's not your vacation day, it's just an extra day,
mm-hmm.
and then you get a gift card that works at several restaurants in the city. And once a month, a cake is also provided for lunch for everyone as an acknowledgement of everyone who has a birthday that month.
How many candles are on it? Like, how does that work?
Just one candle, it's for all of you.
It's just happy birthday.
To March.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And you sing, happy birthday, dear.
To everyone born in March. There's an employee on my team who was born on a leap year, February 29th. Since she only has a birthday every 4 years, she doesn't...
Well, I can't stand this shit. I grew up with someone who had that. I'm like, just pick a day, bitch.
Yeah. Since this is the employer saying this, since she has a birthday every 4 years, she does not get a day off or a gift card and is not one of the people that the cake acknowledges.
Wow.
And she's complained about it and tries to get included.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, you have to fight the Gregorian calendar on that one.
Mm-hmm. And the firm doesn't single out or publicly name anyone that has a birthday. People take that day off and that's it. Nothing is said. The gift card is quietly enclosed with their pay stub.
Quietly?
The cake is put out on the counter in the lunchroom.
So they don't say, they just kind of walk by and if it's your birthday, you take a piece.
Hack
quietly.
Off the piece. Yes. Yeah. There's no email or card that goes around when celebrating at work. If there was, I could see her point.
Weird.
I could see her point, but since everything is done quietly and privately, she's not losing out on anything. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is. Okay. So her rationale is just because it's not talked about, it's an open secret.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's okay if she doesn't get her birthday card and the day off.
Yeah. And she's worked here for 2 years and was hired straight out of university. I want to tell her she should be focusing on work issues and not something as small as a birthday.
But it's not small. That I think that kind of says that maybe, and maybe it's like a tip of the iceberg thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, what else is happening
that
people are kind of acknowledging but also letting slide? Mm-hmm. Like, is this a policy or is it not a policy?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, come on. So what? She was born on a leap year. Everyone ages a year.
Yeah.
And you should not have to wait 4 years for a birthday.
I know. Well, when I was growing up, there was a guy in our community that, you know, it was like my mom. He was my mom's age, my mom's generation. Mm-hmm. There was like, yeah, he only has a birthday once every 4 years. He was born on a leap year. I'm like, no. He can just do it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it on
the 28th. Or the 28th or March 1st.
Or the 1st. Who cares? But people really get stuck on that. I think they're, like, screwing people over.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's just being really mean.
And I imagine it sucks when you're a kid because you're like, oh, it's my birthday. Your parents are like, no, it's not. You got to wait 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So the advice is, like, is what if she doesn't only have a birthday every 4 years? She has one every year like everyone else.
Yeah.
You don't seriously believe someone ages once every 4 years.
Yes. Isn't she a bit young to be working there?
Yeah, she might have to pick a day, but it should be her day. But it's not, she should not have this, like, be penalized and not get this extra day off in the gift.
Because she was born on February 29th. I can't even imagine that. So if we started our podcast on February 29th, right now we'd be, like, two?
Yeah.
We'd be two. We wouldn't, if we started celebrating, people would be like, I'm sorry, but no.
No, that's not legit.
Yeah. I hope you guys didn't crack open a bottle of champagne because you have to recork it and go home.
Yeah. Makes no sense to demoralize someone over something so easily fixed. And it's very odd that you and your manager are digging in your heels on this.
Yeah, people get weird about leap year birthdays.
Yeah, and it's just like, let them pick the day.
Yeah.
Let them handle it the way they want to.
It's fine. It'll be the 28th or the 1st.
Yeah.
They should have done that anyway. Good grief.
I know, right?
So I found something here. Look, we've been talking about this for years.
Okay.
And now it's the thing, all right? The Hallmark Channel is booming, apparently. So ratings are booming. Hallmark was the only news channel in the top 15 to see, non-news channel, in the top 15 to see viewership go up. In November and December, when Hallmark aired Christmas movies nonstop, they had more people watching than Fox and ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So even though cable isn't doing well, Hallmark Channel is doing so well that they're thinking about putting on a third channel. So they have the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Oh.
And they're thinking about doing a Hallmark Drama.
Wow.
Because they're just doing that well. So we always read, or I do, I pick out the Hallmark TV movie originals and I read the synopsis or whatever, and we crack up. But people are loving it. They said in the age of Trump, people are just trying to escape the horrors that are on the news channels.
They want a nice story.
They want a nice story.
With a happy ending.
It's feel-good TV. There's no sex. There's no gore. There's a happy ending. The main characters do the right thing. Problems get worked out.
Mm-hmm.
People get together, you know, always.
And this is a fantasy.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah.
But they're saying that usually their audience was older women, right? So this is women over 49 in the TV world.
Okay.
Now they said they're doing really well in the 18 to 49 year old women, and they got a significant bump up in their ratings from dudes. Dudes claim that they're watching it with their wives. Whatever, gentlemen. Mm. We know that you're getting down on some When the Heart Calls and Chesapeake Stories. Okay? If you like to watch that stuff and you need an escape, there's nothing wrong with that.
When the heart calls.
when calls the heart. Not when calls the heart. For whom the heart calls.
Okay.
When calls the heart. So now it's getting like a nod in pop culture. But if you've been listening to us, you've known about this for some time. Look, people just need to relax, right? They're saying when the election, when all the run-up to the election mm-hmm. of Trump, Hallmark Channel was off the chain.
Wow.
Even they said at the upfronts, that's when cable companies and TV companies, they go to try to get advertisers. Mm-hmm. And there is like literally a song and dance. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Hallmark just sat back and let the advertisers come to them.
They were like, please, like gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Well, we'll think about airing a car commercial. We're not sure.
Yeah.
So they're getting tons and tons of advertising from everything, not just stuff for women, but stuff, you know, for all the different mm-hmm. quadrants. Because they're like, everyone's watching this stuff now.
Wow.
It's something that I've never seen one of these things, but I imagine it's something that it's corny and it's fun, but you could probably sit down with your partner and maybe mm-hmm. even other people in your family and not be worried about what's going to be on there.
Yeah.
And if it's corny, you can laugh at it. You know, if it's heartfelt, maybe you could, I don't know, dab at the eye.
Dab a tear.
But there's not going to be, you know, TNA, gore, or any of that kind of stuff.
And just something horrible happening yeah. to people. It's like we're sick of hearing
this. Yeah, the right? most horrible thing that happens is puppies get separated from their owner. And then a firefighter who's out of work, whose wife has just died, who has a young child, mm-hmm. finds the puppies and then brings the puppies back to her owner. But then she's reluctant because she's a businesswoman.
Yeah.
And she's had enough of puppies already. It's kittens are her thing. All right. That's what she's moving. In any case, so people are watching it. Viewership is up. And I would just like to say, I called it.
You did.
I've been talking about this stuff for a while. Hell, I might even watch one of these and give a synopsis.
And it's not even a Christmas movie that no. we're talking about. It's just a feel-good movie.
Everything. So they're coming out with stuff year-round. It says, while many other TV executives are trying to convince advertisers that the network isn't dying, Hallmark just said, hey, how about peeping the ratings, son? Mm-hmm. Our game is strong. Okay? So, I gotta say, I've been making fun of Hallmark for a while, but good for you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What is it? This really shows what people are, like, thirsting for yes. and clamoring for.
They so just... Sick of- and they said here that they're trying to have... One of their problems is they don't have a lot of diversity, so they're trying to ramp up diversity. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fine. I'm sure... I don't mind watching a bunch of corny-ass white people do these stories. Mm-hmm, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be diverse for me to enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. They did that one with the Latinos that mm-hmm. were dancing or something like that. I don't know if we need to have more diversity in this. Let Hallmark be white. Let it be white. It's fine. It's so, fine.
Christmas and Hallmark can always be white.
Yes, it yeah. can be white. There's nothing wrong with that. No one's expecting a lot of diversity from the Hallmark Channel because I guarantee you, no matter what the race, ethnicity, religion, mm-hmm. sexuality, whatever, of the actresses, they're always going to be playing the same characters. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. They can be white.
All right.
They're gonna
fair enough.
Otherwise, they're gonna have people of color portraying these white ass roles, where it's like Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies. Love that. Oh man,
classic.
They got the four R's.
So we're getting older.
Yes.
But there are 7 ways to do it right.
Okay.
Apparently.
Are we going to do it gracefully? Or are we going to do it right?
We're just going to do it right. Okay. Not even graceful. You could talk about aging gracefully. Sure. That's natural.
Yeah, sure.
Comes naturally to us.
Yeah. We don't have to work at it.
Yeah. But doing it right.
Okay.
Is another thing.
Yeah, we'll do it right. Let's get this aging done right.
Yeah. So in 1900, the average 30-year-old in the U.S. could expect to live another 35 years.
Okay. Well, that's still the same for black
done
people.
By 65.
Like yeah. Nothing's changed.
But now it's like 90.
Really?
Yeah.
For some people.
For some people.
For rich people.
Yes.
For rich white people.
But, you know, for women especially, it gets tough. as you age.
Because mm-hmm. It was so easy when we were young.
Yeah. Right. So, but you don't have to go down hard.
Okay. How are we going to go down? Fighting?
We're going to just...
Singing? And
we're going to do
four,
it like...
Four timing?
We're going to age like a fine wine.
Okay.
Or a great violin.
Oh my God, we're going to turn into vinegar and our strings are going to break.
They say versus a can of Diet Coke or a cheap car.
I say.
Okay. So the first thing you can do is think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that we do.
Yeah, I think we do that. I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah, a younger person in the community spends decades right there. They juggle marriage and kids and career, extended family and commitments. But
other people.
As you get older, many of us have the luxury of choice for the first time. Because everyone's...
How old are we that we have the luxury of choice? Damn. Everyone's gone. We've gotten rid of the children, the partners.
Right, yeah. So you just have some money.
We've killed our parents,
And so you have money now. You're like, what do we want my life
now
to look
what?
Like?
Yeah.
And so you want to stop working. You want to, what do you want to do?
We did well.
All right. So then you can live the life you truly want to live.
Okay.
Jaquetta.
Finally. I've been living someone else's life all these years.
Number two, you can wear purple. And they mean that.
Really?
They mean it because there's a poem that's like, when I'm an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat that doesn't go and it doesn't suit me. That's what I'm going to do.
Why?
Why can't you match?
Yeah.
I would wear something that suits you.
As you get older, you should have a more refined, mm-hmm. personalized style. Just throwing on some old chapeau that doesn't go with you.
They're saying when you dressed a certain way, there were consequences when you dressed a certain way when you were younger.
There were consequences.
Consequences. But now when you get older, it's just like you do wear whatever you want to wear.
There's no more rules.
No more rules.
So
rules
I can pull back out those super tight jean, low riding jeans.
Yeah.
And there won't be consequences.
Yeah.
So I won't cut off my circulation this time. I'll be okay. I'll be able to bend over without splitting them. And even if I do, no consequences.
No consequences.
No one's going to care.
No, nobody cares. Number three, you should use everything. This is kind of the thing where most traditional cultures revered older people as carriers of wisdom.
Our culture has neatly sidestepped that one.
Yeah, so that doesn't even happen.
This administration has ruined the idea that older people know anything.
but more along the facts of, like, whatever you have, you should actually use it. Don't save things for good.
Yes. I am a huge fan of this. I say don't wait till we're old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's do this now. If you're not using something, get rid of it. Someone else can use it.
Give it to somebody, but if you're going to hide it away in a closet or cabinet, then...
If it hasn't seen the light of day, mm-hmm. get rid of it.
Yes.
Unless it's a body part of some kind.
They say be a novice.
I thought we were wise.
I know.
Fine.
But the idea that you can always learn something new and don't be afraid of being like, I
don't know how to use a phone. I can't even see it.
Yeah, like, you know, it says here, for example, learn to spin yarn. Start a new kind of
workout.
I'm
not that old. Come on, really? Learn to spin yarn.
And begin doing a podcast. That's what they say. It's like, no, use hands off the podcast mic.
Begin doing a podcast? So are there a lot of elder podcasts out there? Okay. I want to look and see now if there's some old people who are doing a podcast.
Yeah, they say make a commitment to learn something new, entirely new, on a regular basis, which is good.
Be a hoofer. Yeah. Like a tap dance.
Yeah. They say believe what's true.
How do we know?
Exactly. That's what I say. It's like people assume all kinds of things about people over the age of X.
Okay.
That we can't be powerful. We don't like social media. We're not sexy.
Don't like social media. You can't get old people off their damn phones.
I know.
When phones first became a thing, it was young people who were annoying mm-hmm. with it, right? And we were younger then. We were annoying with it. Now I just see old people walking down the street, yelling into their phone because of the visual text, not looking around. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was on Amtrak, which is basically God's waiting room on the rails.
Right.
Everyone was in like their 60s and 70s. I'm in the bar cart. These septuagenarians were loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded. And then one woman had the nerve enough, an older black woman. And I only say this because of what I'm about to say next. Apparently a huge Billy Joel fan.
What?
Wanted to listen to the Billy Joel aloud on her phone. annoying the other old people.
Oh my God.
And I thought it was going to be an aged SmackDown in there. I was just like, are you kidding me? There's an older person here annoying other older people. Or the drunk older people with Billy Joel. With the Billy Joel already. It was bizarre. And then the few young people were on there. There were some actual young people there. They were just like, they didn't know what was going on. They're like, these people are old and drunk.
They're going to fight.
Having a good time. The young people were very uptight and conservative.
Yeah.
They actually left the bar cart area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. They were like, this is too much. Like, they actually just got up and left.
Wow.
And they couldn't hang. They couldn't hang with the boomers.
Yeah. Well, with it says, believe things based on your own experience. Don't let anybody generalize. Like, okay. At your age, you should or should not be doing X.
I can't. What are people going to tell us that we can or cannot do? I feel like young people do less stuff now than we did when we were their age. They seem very conservative and, I don't know, kind of boring. Also, they broke.
They're broke and precious.
Yeah. They're broke and precious.
Like, that's... It's true.
Yeah.
Acting precious about themselves. Like,
yeah. Mm. Broken precious. I like it.
Another one is keep good company.
Okay.
Only hang out with people who you want to hang out with.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, keep company with smart, engaging, curious, loving, funny, kind people of all ages.
That's a tall order. It's like hang out with whoever's left at this point. If there's anyone around that's still mobile that you can stand, go with that person.
And seven is have a lot of fun. Just
do like, people need to be told that?
I think so, because it's the kind of thing, like, you have a right to craft your later years however you want them to be. Be as joyful, silly, happy, goofy, full of wonder. Now, I don't know what we feel wonder about, though.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, I'm going to be joyful and wondrous? I don't think so. That died in, like, pre-K, maybe K.
Yeah, but have fun. I think that... One of the things about getting older is that people are like, I want to stay in. I don't want to go anywhere.
But we know that that happens to people in their 30s.
Yes.
So by the like, if you've been doing that for decades, I don't know what to tell you. Like, some people get boring. This idea that people get boring when they're older.
Mm-hmm.
No, they probably been boring their whole damn lives.
Right, right.
It just was masked by youth.
Yes.
Right? So it looked like they were interesting because they were young. But the reality of it is they were a sad AF. You know? Like, they were just not doing anything.
Yeah. So when you feel like sitting home, you just say, no, I'm going to that party.
Yeah, you got to pull yourself out. But again, this has been, I know some people who you've been trying to pull them out since we were like in our
20s. Yeah.
And they just sat around doing fuck all.
Yeah. I tell you, I was invited to a party, and I wasn't feeling, like, particularly energetic, and I was like, maybe I'm just going to stay home, and I was like, get up.
Get some espresso
and
you.
Get
and
out
get
the door.
Moving. Yeah.
And I was so happy I did, because I went to a tiny food party.
That sounds like fun.
We made tiny food, and we sat around
the table. Did you make tiny
food? Yeah.
What did you make?
Well, I brought tiny s'mores.
Okay. Oh, the best.
A mini marshmallow.
Yeah.
And I cut down the crackers and the chocolate. The idea was given to me by somebody else by the name of Brian, so thank you.
Shout out. Big ups to Brian.
I know, because I can't claim that as my own. I thought it was pretty
I like brilliant. That idea. Tiny s'mores.
Yes, and then we made tiny pizzas, and we cut up tiny toppings.
That sounds like a tiny amount of fun.
It was so much fun, but the wine was big.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
You were shots of wine. That's what I see. Line them up. Line them up.
And it was a great time. I would have missed out on the whole experience if I sat on the couch.
I read something that, because we have such, they're calling it the silver tsunami, because we have such a large group of old people. Our generation, Generation X, is quite small. And then the generations below us are large. So no one cares about us. But these boomers, there are a shitload of, apparently, they're trying to prepare the world to think differently about aging. Because so many people are getting older and they're living longer. And people are depressed by aging. So they're trying to wrap it up and change it into something different. But the reality of it is we're all marching towards death.
Yes.
Right? And there's no way to, like... Tart
Stop that
up.
Yeah.
You know? So, we'll see how it is. We know that the boomers didn't think they would ever die.
Mm.
Right? That's their whole thing, right? They're going to live forever. Mick Jagger's still having kids. He's like 105.
Yeah.
God. He's 105. He's got a 4-year-old or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Like, they think they're going to live forever. Keep thinking that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that works. Fool yourself.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Just have fun.
Yeah, just have fun with it. Who cares? What are you going to do? Also, the reality of a lot of people, like, I'm okay with getting older because my youth wasn't that great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was broke. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right, right.
You know, I let people trample all over me. I was stressed.
I was anxious. How can I fit in?
Yeah, and now I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's true.
Don't care.
A lot less anxiety.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, it's interesting because I haven't been going out as much either, but it'll be interesting to start going out again to parties when you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and no one else cares.
Yeah.
Much more fun.
Absolutely.
You know, if no one cares about what's going on. You know, no one's trying to get laid necessarily, or they are.
Or be posers.
Yeah, sometimes. Or they are, and they're like, hey, trying to get laid.
Yeah.
What's
can
up?
Can you help me out?
Yeah, can you help me out? Yeah, I can fix you up, no problem. No problem. Because, you know, romance.
Yes.
Because romance. All right, so I would be remiss if I didn't do a little penis news.
Oh, okay.
Because this is my favorite segment. Okay. We haven't been doing it for 8 years, but, you know, it feels like it.
Okay.
So this is just a short little penis news here. It says, for a segment, member on the move.
Yes.
Scrotum stories, dick updates. Penis size study cut short. Penis size study cut short after public reaction, Missouri State says. So this young woman, who's a Missouri State University professor, was soliciting dick pics for a study about male self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And she decided to cancel her project because people got so upset about it. She said there was a public reaction, and that they decided to end MSU assistant sociology professor Alicia Walker's research and her exploration of how penis size affects sexuality, condom uses, mental health, socializing, and overall health. It's a legit study.
Yeah.
Right? It's a legit study. She said, I made this decision voluntarily, but I continue to believe the relationship between penis size and self-esteem is an important site of scientific inquiry. But the public reaction threatens the reliability of the survey responses, and the reliability of the study has been compromised. She was looking for 3,600 men outside of the Ozark region. I don't know why locals couldn't submit their dick pic. I don't know.
I don't know.
To submit pictures of genitalia and measurement data.
Oh, God.
She told the New York Post. She'd received a few hundred. The university said that all submissions were stored in a secure research database and that none of the submissions have been or will be viewed. They have all been destroyed. I mean, they're acting like they sent this woman actual dicks. It's just a picture.
It's a picture. And they got all bent out of shape.
And they got all bent out of shape. They hooked to the left or whatever. And they destroyed all of these images. Why? Guys love to take pictures of their penises and send them to people.
Yeah, well,
this is
the
legit. Then let them do it.
There's going to be so many more where those pictures came from.
Apparently, she couldn't get enough of them. She wanted 3,600 of them. She only got a few hundred.
Yeah.
You know? She got a few hundred of them. And the university, look, they cleared this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she just went out there on Twitter and was like, hey, send me a Johnson pictures.
Yeah.
This was a legitimate study.
With legitimate means of gathering the information.
And they destroyed the pictures like they were, you know, covered with phlegm or something. It's just so bizarre. Anyway, she said that the pictures weren't sexy. I'm sure they weren't. They were clinical. But the study drew headlines before the cancellation. MSU said her study was not funded by any governmental institute. Why not? There's nothing wrong with studying this, people. Penis news.
That's
it's
right.
Out there.
Yeah.
They destroyed the pictures. No one's seen it, I bet. It's a university.
Somebody's got those pictures.
Somebody has got those
anything.
Pictures. They haven't gone anywhere. I bet you a lot of the higher-ups were like, I need to see these pictures.
Yes. Excuse me.
We just need to know what's happening with the money.
Put them in the trunk of my car.
put them on this thumb drive.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at these at home.
You see, I have them already printed out in files and sorted.
How are they sorted?
Size.
By region.
In the region.
Size
and
region.
They're all small.
Who knows?
All right.
So, yeah, don't worry, MSU. No one's going to see your dick pic collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Penis news.
So, wow.
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years. So, we'd like to thank Cinema, the
Yay.
Band that lets us use their music.
Yeah.
That you enjoy in the intro and outro.
Yep.
We'd like to thank all of our guests who have come on over the years. There's a lot of you.
We'd love to name you all, but we didn't make a list. Yeah. But you know who you are.
Yes, and we'd like to thank Funkadelic Studios.
Yeah.
For providing us this home away from home, and so we can nestle ourselves into this Hey You Know It studio.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank you for being my co-host for 8 years.
And I'd like to thank you, Jaquetta.
So.
And we'd like to thank you, listeners.
Yes.
It's 8 years. We wouldn't be here without you.
Yeah, please send us an email if you would like to at heyyouknowit@gmail.com and wish us a happy 8 years.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com.
Thanks.